Track 6. Extended visiting at hospitals. Inpatients at hospitals in South Devon and their visitors will soon benefit from more flexible visiting times. NHS bosses are introducing new open visiting to hospitals, including Newton Abbott Community Hospital and Dawlish Community Hospital, from next month. This will mean in some wards, visitors will be able to visit between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. The change in policy will bring many benefits for patients, including well-being and emotional support, improved communication with staff, support with nutrition and hydration, and a more familiar environment to recover in. There are also many benefits for visitors, who can feel more involved in care planning and treatment and have greater flexibility to fit visiting around personal and work commitments. Nicola McKinn, Chief Nurse at Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, said, "I'm delighted we've been able to introduce open visiting across our ward areas, and we're excited to see the benefits this will bring to our patients, their families and friends who visit. A number of our ward areas already have open visiting in place, which has been very successful and received positive feedback. Although the policy has been updated to reflect these new hours, core elements remain unchanged, including exceptions to normal hours and the number of visitors. Some specialist wards will need to keep their current times due to the service provided. With longer hours, there are times when visitors may need to be asked to leave the ward for treatments, care and tests. Visitors are also expected to enhance meal times by supporting nutrition and hydration intake and not disrupt or delay these."
Walborough Street open to traffic. A Newton Abbott Road closed for several weeks due to gas works has reopened to traffic. Walborough Street is now under temporary traffic lights as the gas work continues. The road had been closed since July 22. Wales and West Utilities are busy upgrading the gas pipes, replacing the old metal pipes with plastic ones. It is anticipated that Walborough Street will be under temporary traffic lights, two and three way, until September the 6th, before the final phase of the works from September the 9th to October the 10th, where the road will be under three-way temporary traffic lights.
Cafe loses thousands after closure. A Newton Abbott cafe that closed after a group of travellers set up shop nearby has reopened to damaged premises and thousands in lost revenue. Having temporarily shut its doors due to safety concerns, the R Pavilion Cafe in Ford Park has reopened after a group of travellers who had been encamped at the Newton Abbott Park since late July left. The cafe reopened to find its premises had been vandalised, lights ripped off, plants torn up and thrown about, and a sail flag ripped and tossed onto the roof, not to mention the excrement left lying around. The damage, which the cafe described as heartbreaking, is thought to carry a cost of between £100 and £200. This figure, while sizeable, pales in comparison to the thousands in lost revenue, which is estimated to be upwards of £3,000. Our pavilion reopened on the 3rd of August and is open Monday to Saturday from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m.
Construction of controversial new business park starts. Work has started on a controversial new business park at the Gateway to Ashburton. Construction vehicles have arrived to start developing the Dalbier Meadow Business Park. The site, located just off the A38, will include commercial units, a convenience store, an EV charge park and a drive-through cafe. While local traders have welcomed plans for additional business units, they campaigned heavily against the inclusion of a drive-through cafe, which will be run by a national chain, believed to be Starbucks. Local business owners believe having a national chain cafe at the site will negatively impact independent hospitality traders in the town centre. However, Planners at Dartmoor National Park Authority decided that the cafe would provide an alternative offering that would be unlikely to impact town centre cafes. The Dolby and Meadow project is expected to generate £760,000 for the local economy and create 36 full-time jobs while regenerating a site that has been vacant for many months. And there are a couple of photographs, one showing the diggers having moved in to start the work and the other showing a picture of the Dolby Meadow at Ashburton.
Post office staff resign en masse. Newton Abbott's post office will be operating under reduced hours for a second week in a row, as staff are reported to have resigned en masse. The Queen Street branch has been operating under reduced hours since Monday, August the 5th, being closed completely on Tuesday, August the 6th, and Wednesday, August the 7th, respectively. A sign in the post office cited staff illness as the reason, but the notice for the forthcoming week of reduced hours makes no mention of illness. Staff are said to have collectively tendered their resignations. An excessive workload and staff feeling as though they are treated poorly are the reasons behind the mass exodus, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands. The Mid-Devon Advertiser has approached the post office for comment. This revelation comes as King's Kurzweil Post Office had to shut its doors after not generating sufficient income. A mobile post office van now visits the village. Elsewhere, the weekly outreach service in Manerton will end on August 16th.
Cyclist killed in incident is named. The cyclist killed after a traffic incident in Ashburton last month has been named as 32-year-old anaesthetist Robert Stabler. Rob, who lived in Ashburton, was riding his blue giant road bike on Headborough Road at around 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, July the 14th, when he was involved in a collision with a white Volkswagen Passat. He sustained life-threatening injuries and was taken to Durrfield Hospital, where he died of his injuries a week later, on Sunday the 21st of July. Rob, who was born in Edinburgh, was a keen cyclist and had spent the afternoon riding his bike 50 miles around Dartmoor. The accident occurred less than a mile from his home in Ashburton. An inquest into Rob's death was opened last week, where the senior coroner for Devon, Plymouth and Torbay, Philip Spinney, confirmed that the cause of death was a head injury. The inquest has now been adjourned to a date yet to be fixed.
Village to lose the post office. Manerton is to lose its post office service at the end of next week due to low customer usage. The weekly outreach service, which runs from Manerton Parish Hall, is operated by the postmaster from Liverton. The last session will be held on Friday, that's this week. Liverton's postmaster is also withdrawing the outreach service at Ilsington Village Hall. However, this will be replaced by a mobile post office service operated by the postmaster at Ashburton, and this will run from Friday, August the 23rd, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.